Blog Talk Radio. just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care, 'cause I know my happiness is waiting somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh, and walk amongst the stars at night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life, in my life. Well, I've shed so many pains, and I've played so many games.
Yes, yes, my people, my brothers and sisters of celestial energy. Just need just to say this here. This carbon construct that we have on our body called melanin. All right, remember, it's made up of crystals, minerals, and metals. Okay? Each one of you are responsible for your own vibrations. I'm not responsible for your vibrations. You are. I'm not responsible for your ascension. You are. I'm not responsible for you taking yourself to a higher level. You are. I'm a guide. I'll lead you in the right direction. That's what a leader does. A leader leads you in the right direction. Don't give you false hope and false information. The leader leads you in the right direction. It's up to you to go in that direction where you're led. This carbon construct called melanin is designed to vibrate at levels far past what we have been taught. It's all through your meditation. It's all through the music that you listen to. You understand that the water that's in us is totally different from the water in other beings who do not possess this melanin construct, because the water that's within us is a plasmatic photon energy. Okay? That's why it's important for us to eat nothing but nature. Even though they might have GMOs, we have to eat the double amount of GMOs, and then we have to, you know, do our copper and, you know, drink our different teas or whatever just to kill off whatever negative stuff that's in the vegetation, all right? But it's important for each one of us to vibrate, to cause our own vibrations, all right? You are responsible for your vibrations. You are responsible for your frequencies. All right. I stopped listening to the secular music, what they call secular, which is designed to get your emotions up, like Cardi B and R. Kelly and Mary J. You know, it's useless sitting up thinking about, oh, I wonder if they love me. Oh, I wonder if they want to have sex with me. Oh, how much money I'm going to get. Oh, I'm tired of this person here. I want to whoop their ass. You know, and this is what this music does. So what do I listen to? I listen to epic music. I listen to angelic frequencies. You know, I listen to different frequencies that are all throughout, you know, YouTube. You know, they have different frequencies. You can listen to all different types of frequencies. You know, I listen to classical music. I listen to jazz, instrumental stuff. All right. One thing that we are missing in our life is the F tone. That's why I listen to the epic music, because the epic music has the trumpets in there, the F tone. It's the F tone. The F tone trumpet sound is that tone that takes you to a higher vibrational energy. Okay, so it's about us building ourselves up. This is why we don't need to be concerned about the reparations and what Trump think and some wall and voting and, you know, all it's all garbage. We're being fed garbage, and a lot of us are running behind the garbage trying to pick up the garbage and find jewels in the garbage when it's nothing but garbage. You can't find any jewels in a pile of nothing but rubbish. All of your jewels within you, all of your precious, priceless things that you need are within you. There's nothing on the outside of you that's going to bring you any type of power. Everything is on the inside of you, all right? Understand where I'm coming from. There's nothing on the outside of you that's going to bring you power. everything is on the inside of you. Everything is all about you. It's all about you and your vibrations. It's all about you and your frequencies. That's why it's important for you to go into your meditative status so that you can meditate on a much higher level and take yourself to a level of power and energy where no one understands. Right now, I'm vibrating like crazy. You can feel the vibrations. You can feel it all over you. You can taste it. It's like a constant electrical surge just all over you. Feel your hair tingling. Your hair tingling and all, that's your vibrations. All right? You can feel your hair tingling. You can feel the energy moving all around you. Sometimes it feel like wind, all right? Sometimes you can just be walking around and you can just hear music just out of the blue. That music that you hear, nothing but vibrations. That's all they are. That's all they are. This music is nothing but vibrations. It's energy, frequencies. So it's up to you. You sit in your meditation. You're trying to get to a higher level of thinking. You go into meditation. Now you study within yourself, all right? Then you got this whole internal networking system. These hand devices called cell phones. I call them hand devices, all right? And you use them and you can tag in and look up information, ancient information. And even though you're going to get a bunch of lies, you just have to pick out, you know, read in between the lies. All right, read in between the lines so that you can understand the information that you're receiving. All right, so it's up to us to raise our vibrations and our frequencies. We are responsible for ourselves. I'm not responsible for you. I can only lead you in the right direction. You're responsible for yourself. You're responsible, you know. And, you know, people, someone said, oh, you know, want to call me a prophet or whatever. No. I'm just a lead you. You ask for a leader. You ask for someone to guide you, you know, and I'll lead you, I'll guide you in the right direction. But it's up to you to go into that direction where you live. All right? It's up to you to be creative with your meditation. It's up to you to be creative with your, with listening to your frequencies. It's up to you to be creative in everything that you do. All right, it's up to you to seek out how to build and create these massive structures, or they don't have to be massive, but it's up to you to seek out and build, seek out in different ways to build and create technology. I'm all on YouTube, and I'm seeing these orc beings just creating stuff. And what are we doing? You can't find us doing nothing, you know, that's creating anything, because all our brothers and sisters out here playing basketball. I saw a video with just one brother talking about how he can make his own credit cards and how he making money or whatever. You know, we can't get ourselves to grow because we're too busy running after the illusions instead of being who our ancestors were. We're steadily trying to be who our enemies are, and this is what's killing our people. This is what's taking our people down. This is what's trotting down on our frequencies and vibrations. So you're responsible for your own frequencies. You're responsible for your own vibrations. You're responsible for what you put in your mouth. You're responsible for what you listen to. You're responsible for your discipline. You're responsible for your own supervision. Just like you're responsible for your children, too, because you have to lead your children in the right direction. Okay? So it's highly important that we take ourselves to higher levels of thinking, of doing, of knowing, you know, pulling in that ancient knowledge, pulling in that ancient wisdom. All right? Knowing what your place is in the cosmos, all right? All this stuff is important, all of it, because what's gonna happen is as this energy begins to rise on the planet, your level of knowledge is going to increase. Now you're going to have to know how to execute what comes to you. Because like I said, each one of us individually are responsible for everything. The execution of the information that we get, we're responsible for the pulling in of the information. You know, you can't just have someone tell you all the time, you got to do this on your own. It's like you have your teachers. Your teachers say, okay, I'm going to give you this right here, but you must study further. All right? I give you this information, but you must study further. And if you don't study further, then when your life test come, you won't be able to pass the life test. All right? This is important. And then the leaders, those who follow the leaders, they become leaders. See, that's the whole deal, to make everyone leaders. Not just have a bunch of followers, but just have everyone have leaders. You are your own responsibility. You're responsible for your vibrations and frequencies. Let's raise your vibrations and frequencies. Use the OM. Use the different methods of meditation. Practice your Tai Chi. Do your yoga. Exercise. You know, you're responsible for your health. You're responsible for everything that you know today. I can only lead you to the door. It's up to you to open it up. That's what Morpheus, king of the dream world, said. That's who Morpheus is. Morpheus in the Matrix is king of the dream world. That's what Morpheus said. He said, he told Neo, I can only lead you to the door, but it's up to you to open it. All right? And it's up to you to open that door. It's up to you to go through. That's why we have the mass meditations. Guide you to the door, to these doors, and guide you in these directions. But it's only up to you to go through that door, just like the door to your heart. We did that last mass meditation. All right? It was up to you to open up that door. If you didn't open up that door, then you weren't going nowhere. You weren't tapping into anything. All of you who felt the cool air, the coldness, all of you that felt the heat, you tapped into yourself. All right? You went into the innermost parts of you. So it's important that we, that you understand that you're responsible for your own frequencies and your own vibrations. This is your responsibility. It's your responsibility to vibrate on a higher level. No one else can vibrate for you. I can't vibrate for you. I can only vibrate for me. But my vibrations can affect you and help you to focus and be on a much higher level. All right? My vibrations can assist you, but I can't vibrate for you. All right? I can't move you to a higher level. You have to move you to a higher level. All the naysayers who want to come on this channel here and talk this and this and that, and I haven't seen you doing this, and I need 100% proof, you know. And I call him out, Tony Duffy, like that brother Tony Duffy, if he's really a brother. I need 100% proof. But the problem is what are you doing, Tony Duffy? What are you doing? Are you raising your vibrations and frequencies? Are you going on a higher level of thinking? Why you want to criticize me? Why you want to try to down-talk me? Are you going on a higher level of thinking? Are you moving into different levels, different dimensions and paradigms? Are you listening to the right frequencies, the right sounds? Each one of us is responsible for our own lives and those who are under us that we call children. You're responsible for your own frequencies. You're responsible for your own vibrations. You are your own responsibility. All I can do is just show you the way. and I lead by example. I'm very disciplined in everything that I do. Anyone who knows me in my personal life will tell you I'm a very disciplined person. And they'll never find me. You'll never find me out in a club. You'll never find me somewhere acting stupid. And if you see me in a club, you're going to see me spitting knowledge, because I ain't got time to be sitting around with people acting stupid. All right? If you see me, you're going to see me spitting knowledge. That's what you're going to see. So it's important that we become more disciplined and raise ourselves to higher levels. All right? And the more we do this individually, all right? The more we do this individually, the closer it brings all of us together, which means it raises the energy and vibrations of our planet. That's why we have to take out time to meditate. Some of you say, well, you know, I go into meditation and I fall asleep. Well, you need to stand up. Stand up in your meditation. Put your palms to your side. All right? Like, for instance, here. Let me see if I can do this right here. Your meditation. You want to be like this right here. All right? You can't go to sleep this way. And you focus. All right? And your thoughts are to be on a level of on a cosmic level, where you're saying, I pull in ancients of the ancients, tapping into all my past lives, tapping into cosmic frequencies. I'm tapping into hyper-powerful vibrations. I'm tapping into the mind of the cosmos, tapping into the heart of the cosmos, pulling in the vibrational energies of the force of nature. These are the things that you think, all right? So this is how you will stand in your meditation, all right? And this will help you not to fall asleep when you go into meditation, so you can stand, all right, for a little bit, all right? And that little standing will help you to increase your frequencies and your vibrations. You're your own responsibility, okay? That's it. You're your own responsibility. And it's important that we see ourselves as our own responsibility. And don't put it on anyone else. All right? So let's get our frequencies and vibrations together. Because with your higher frequencies and vibrations is higher knowledge. And this higher knowledge is creativity. It's conductivity. All right? That's what's in your higher knowledge. How do I vibrate at a higher level? And as we raise our vibrations, you can feel it all in your cheeks and in your neck and in your, all over your your ether, your melanin. You can feel it all over your skin. You can feel it all over you. This is vibranium, because this melanin vibrates. And what you put inside of you will help you to vibrate even higher. All right, my people? So that's all I got for right now. You're responsible for your own self. All of us are. All right? All power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings. Peace to you all.
All right, you guys. Royalty. Sorry about that. I'm trying to find a song. All right, guys. Today is going to be a very interesting one. I think that was a great segue to go into what we're going to be talking about today. And I posed today's podcast as a question, right? So the question was posed as this, you know, the Christ energy. What is the Christ energy? You know, we always look at this day, Good Sunday, Easter Sunday, you know, rituals, you guys. And I mean, really, guys, really, a message to the world, you know, like, how long are we going to keep replaying these rituals, y'all? How long? You know, somebody got to do it, okay? Somebody got to break it. You know, somebody got to break the spell. Come on, y'all. So, what is this day? What is the real meaning on a soul level. Okay, let's go there. That's what I want to tap into on this day, guys. So you are responsible for yourself. Beautiful segue. So, yeah, guys, we're going to talk about it. We got Eternal here with us, you know, to discuss. So, yeah. All right, guys. It is going to be a clip. So there's going to be an hour clip, Bobby Hammond, and then the last hour will you know, come in and discuss, guys. All right? All right, guys. We'll be back.
This one's for all the chicks on them, neighborhood know we coming, Jake hate them, snakes cannot violate them, pimps memorize his lines verbatim, he reps in Y.O., gifts he knows to Y.O., not church, this how we tied though, he walks the tenement, sleeps at a super fly condo, my kind of nigga, my icon, my idol, no certificate for this misfit who handle business, the odds stacked against him, he fights back Mac and Benz's, never puts cash or ass before a friendship, he laughs last, as some die young, he is still existing, somehow he got around the pitfalls of the system, when he walks we watch, when he talks we listen,
leaders. To the mirror and as you as they look at me, everything you like it fresh from the factory, everything you do it impact me, your lifestyle attract me, parents try to distract me, when I grow up I want to be like you exactly, and as soon as I get over this acne, there's no way anybody could have stopped me.
My gravity is the wadiara and all the mannerism, descending out of order and man start moving busy, the locking of the corners, the streets and all the buildings, me love you like a father, me ready and me willing, anything where you are taught is lying my dominion, and me have similar thoughts, I share the same opinions, me have it say you're smart, with my best interest at heart, I'm following your path, don't mind where you are what.
Out, the Caesar, the monsters, the grandiose, the martyrs, the hell on earth pompers, Ellsworth, Bumpy Johnsons, the Harlemites, the Garveyites, black as the credit card we swipe, popping down the night for all of mine, I can see myself back at the Audubon, Malcolm on the podium, shells drop to linoleum, swipe those, place them on display at the Smithsonian, next to only gems that were left behind by holy men, infectious, charisma of those who gave us direction, the anti-sexist, resistance against oppression, progressive thinking, ghetto speakers, protesters against the colored only section, to the Genesixin, the Frost Nixon, the contradiction, the cross, the crucifixion, the loss we took for sinning, on Easter's back inscription, that it was written, that nothing is coincidence, they took our leaders and they lynched them.
Timeline that they were in. You understand what I'm saying? But they understood it was inevitable in order to get to back to the original Godhead, they had to have what is called a concentrated point, which means you had the Yoruba, you had the Hebrew, you had the Egyptian, you had this, you had that. You understand what I'm saying? But the task is that we had fallen into these physical bodies, and we are nothing but little sparks. That's what we are, sparks. Sparks of light, particles of light. That's what we are. Fireflies is what the shit they look like. That's what we are. So the tradition was to raise the sparks. The tradition was to raise the sparks of the body were the offspring of the singular souls, raising the sparks of the body. They talk about that in Gnosticism. They talk about that. Now, listen. And you also get that when you get this particular picture here with a circle, and in the middle you got the dot. You see what I'm saying? You see that on every type of what's called. This is the divine spark, or the seed of Israel, or the seed of Seth, or the seed of Ra. But we got to raise this divine spark until it illuminates. We can't do that because at this particular time, this divine spark is encased in gross matter called a shell. That's the body. Called a shell. In gross matter. So it can, and so the science is to get it to illuminate. So we're talking about raising the divine spark. But if we had a system where everybody was on the planet, was in different sections, we had to extract a group of people out and let them go through the hardship till they would be ready to raise the divine spark. You understand what I'm saying? Because the hell they catch. And the only way you could do that was to endure slavery. You understand what I'm saying? Because nobody on the planet want to get out of this shit more than you. You understand what I'm saying? And it don't have to be the masses of black people. At least we got a group of people, mainly the East Coast, a small, less than 1% group of people, and basically individuals throughout America that know what time it is. The only people know that there's a devil on the planet. The rest of the people trying to be like the devil, including the most of our people. You understand what I'm saying? Most of our people. And you see, so the key is to raise the divine spark. But what we are dealing with here is this. I want to deal with this. I want to read this commentary from a Kabbalah. We must point out one of the keys is that they had to take the best of us, the most ancient and old souls. You understand what I'm saying? Also, we got them all over the planet. The black man is, and black woman is God, period. But the people that they brought to the West, that means from the Caribbean on up. You understand what I'm saying? And mainly here in the United States, because the knowledge is here. Those particular people, they had to, the older souls that were the ones that were the warriors to pull this hat off, they had to take out of Africa and bring to the West. Check. We don't know, a bookmark, this one little piece here in the Sirius Mystery. Sirius Mystery, and then we can go on. H-I-J, okay, 68, okay. Okay. Let's deal with what we were dealing with. So anyway, we're still on the subject of slavery. They had to extract a group of people out, the strongest or the oldest souls on the planet, of the original souls, to come to the West. Come to the West. If you notice now, you see, if you want to deal with things, if you're going to deal with your mythology, your Christ is always going on a journey to the West. You see what I'm saying? See, there are several Christ stories out here that were universal. It's just when the Romans came, They made a historical Christ and made it exclusively that there was only one Christ in the world, and they messed up the whole mythology for you to go back to understand that you Christ by looking at this other person. That was one of the worst events that ever happened in the world. So now, I want to read a part that we're dealing with here when you're talking about putting back the sparks. We must at this point remember that the generations who shoulder the task of raising the sparks from the body were the offspring of similar souls, mainly the souls that originated from the body of Adam. All right, here we go now. Let's just go back to that, simplify this. It says that the souls that were to take the task of raising the sparks from the body were the souls from the were offspring from the singular souls or reincarnation of the singular souls, mainly the souls who originated in the body of Adam, the original man. You understand what I'm saying? Atum, Adam, which is us. It was the second degree in quality. That is the heart of the selected soul of Adam. Of this era are the crudest of divine substance.
What do you mean by
crude? Or the crude means the core of the divine substance.
Around us.
Y'all probably couldn't hear.
It says, due to our weakness, the task of raising the spark, which is the spark in us, is prolonged and tedious. Second, we must face the mission of selecting the spark, which is hidden in a very hidden in a very hard shell, which is our physical body. The impure power of the reason designated as the footsteps, called the kalipaj. That's our body. We must cope with the consequences of bitter, tortuous, and long bondage. Good thing we've gone through all of that shit. Can you imagine reading this stuff 2,000 years ago? 3,000 years ago? Okay. Let me go back. Our toil in selecting the divine sparks is strenuous and a tiring task. Now, what I'm just reading to you right now is everything that slavery represents is what they're saying, what they had to basically extract a group of people out. And they had to bear the burden of the entire universe. And in that, it was a strenuous task. And as Carla Luther continued, the struggle continues. We understand that we're still dealing with that hard task. Can't be some fake Jews in Israel because they rule the world along with the crack over here. You understand what I'm saying? So we are the ones, this long task that they're actually talking about, the toil of collecting the strenuous and tiring task. Our perseverance is beyond human endurance and bounds. That can't be nobody but us, because the average person would have been dead.
A CASA is a court-appointed special act.
Just say this shit is beyond human endurance. We are destined by providence to bear the brunt of the Mares, a Martres, whatever that means, I don't know, that word. We must resign to our servitude and sacrifice until the mission is completed. But God selected the children of Israel, Isis, Ra, and El, from the other nations to do the will of bringing peace and completion and redemption to Israel, which is also to the black races and all other races, which is not talking about other races. It's talking about other people with the black dot, but not necessarily all other races as far as white people and people. Now, what it says is, then the glorious redemption of Israel will become magnificent, and it will brighten and illuminate the horizons of the entire universe. So, basically, dealing with this in this summation of what slavery was, they had to take the best soul out to bear the burden, go through the hell, then put the rest of us in hell, so therefore we can arrest. Not only can we raise up ourselves out of hell, but the other Africans and other black people around the world and other indigenous people around the world also for dead in hell too. You understand what I'm saying? So this is what it's talking about in the redemption of Israel. This is coming from a book called Kabbalah, Light of Redemption. I think it's an out-of-print book, but I'll see what we can do. It's called Kabbalah, Light of Redemption. If you might get it, you might have to contact the Kabbalah Center in New York City to get it. But I'll give you the information on it.
Many of us, which I have to understand, but many of us do not even care
you know, the 2%. I am now truly coming to know that the true authentic being may be the 2%. But I just wanted to point that out.
German, Europe, everything all in one. That's why it's the most hard. It's the hardest language to learn. Fuck Ebonics, hell, this thing is a bastardized language. It don't flow with shit. So that's our spirit saying, hell, if you talk about the divine speech and speaking things into this, to existence, your spirit now say we don't want that handicap bullshit. So therefore, you reject the shit. And I don't give a damn how good you are, how learned you are. And you got PhD, you can fuck up that English language one time or another. If you just give a damn paragraph for the English sentence, I guarantee you, you'll fuck it up. That's by design, because your spiritual languages of the world, your body and your spiritual crown chakra, throat chakra, was not designed to speak no cut-up jig-jag, messed-up shit.
All right.
See what I'm saying? Well, so only the devil can speak that perfectly, because he is the devil. And so since he's inferior, he needs inferior language. So I don't care. I don't give a damn. This sister here speaks French. She got a master's degree in French. I guarantee she fuck up the English language. Because I done heard, I used to go with her, last up, and I know she done fucked it up before. Although she is probably one of the best in here at speaking English. Wasn't you part of your major English too? But I'm saying, she's real good at the King's language, I'm saying. And I done seen her fuck shit up. So I know, you see. You know, so that's spiritual. That's spiritual. And they got us feeling inferior for their old bullshit language. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Neil Boyce is always playing us on the radio station.
Right.
And he always plays us blessing, you know, saying the things.
You know what we got to do? It's time out for this cracker. It's time to kill this motherfucker right now. We can do it. We're going to get together. Here's another person. Time out some bullshit. Yeah, we going to. It's time out now because he ain't nothing but the devil. And we can do it. We got the energy to do it. And also, it's time to take him on out. Because there's no karma on us, because we are above karma. We are the gods of the universe. So it's time to take that crap on out. It's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Him. That old stupid nigga. But like I said before, they like dumb Negroes, like a Abner Holyfield. He beating somebody up. Got the damn. Hell, didn't Dooku kill? Remember him that killed that Chinese boy in the ring. But yet you think God's going to say, yeah, I love boxers. Beat a motherfucker head in. But yet it was a black God. I believe in Jesus, so that's why I won the boxing match. No, nigga, you're right, nigga, paid the money. And nigga took a dive. You can't beat no Mike Tyson. You know? You know. Right, yeah, all that, yeah. You see, so, you know, he's a white man's nigga, you know. And that's everybody you see on the screen now, and TV show is that now. We shouldn't look at none of them freaks, and I'm talking about all of them, none of them freaks. And that's both entertainment, political, and anybody, all of them. You can't look, you know, none of them freaks and all, you see. Huh? I'm saying, you know, he's Shakespearean actor and all that old stuff, you know. I mean, you know, but still yet, it's, first of all, it's an actor. Yeah. Right.
And everybody was like, oh, you know, Captain whatever he was.
Yeah, right. Right, so you, I'm just trying to say, you know, see, we have been trained to admire a low standard of what we supposed to admire. You understand what I'm saying? What you supposed to admire. Look, the best person to admire is a woman that cook your food. You know, admire your mama and all. You see what I'm saying? Or somebody like that, you know what I mean? Them the best people to admire, somebody that do some stuff personal. You know what I'm saying? You know, like that and all. Because, you know, right now, you know, hey, shoot, there ain't no utopia on no Negroes around here, you see. So now, in this particular part, they got a let me spell the word. Because I told you that the melanin came from a Greek god by the name of, you get this little book here, Handbook of Classical Mythology. You can find them in the book. You can find some little smaller ones. Melanin, let me look it up on so you can spell the names.
No.
There's two. It's one is M A in man. This is one word. See, they let me get this. Let me. I want to. Wait a minute. Okay, here we go. Okay, this is one word. I'm going to spell different ones that you can deal with here. There's two or three words. No, that's the end. I'm on the wrong page here. I knew that was wrong. Here it is. Let's see. Okay. M-E-L. That's one word. Melanin. Melanin. Let's see. And there's another word, melanina. Let me see if they got it in here. Let me see. I get the real deal. This Robert Gray's book. This is the two volume set in one book now. But you can go get the little two volume sets too also. Little small books, but I want to spell this the right way. So when you look it up, you can anyway, because what it is, what it's talking about here, it's talking about this person was the winner of the race at Atlanta, which is talking about the Atlanta Olympics. Here's all the names. There's several of them. I want to write them down. All these names mean black. This word here, I'm going to write it down for you. It means, hold on, let me get this right. I'm trying to write and keep my place at the same time. That's why it's taking so, because this is real small. And that one means, equals, it means black foot. Black foot. That's what this word means. Okay, hold on. This word here, M-E-L-A-E-N-U-S. Let me get this right. I'm having problems because I'm trying to write on the board. I'm trying to, you spell it out. You spell it out so I can write it out. So I want you to get the right spelling so when you get the book, you can see. And I'm going to explain how this mythology. Oh, hell, I didn't get the book. Okay. Yeah, I'll give you a damn marker. Okay, I got that one, Blackfoot. So you need this one. Give me that one.
Okay.
And then go down.
M-E-L-A-E-N-I-S.
And what that means equals black. One. Okay, hold on. Let me get this right. What is Blackfoot? Spell Blackfoot. You can spell it.
Blackfoot one is
L-E-L-A-M-T-U-S. Blackfoot. Okay.
Then you got Melanion.
Okay. M-E-L-A-N-I-O-N. I think that's the winner of the...
Native at Atlanta.
Yeah, that's the one that won the race at Atlanta. Hold up. Black Native. Atlanta's husband. How you spell that? Atlanta. A-T-A-L-A-N-T-A. You see. Atlanta. This person is the husband of Atlanta. Yeah, and he wins the race. And our husband. Okay. And what?
A man.
Yes, a beat. Oh, it's deep. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Go ahead. What's that?
E-L-A-N-I-P-P-E.
Black mare. Black, I spell mare.
M-A-R-E.
M-A-R-E. M-A-R-E.
Okay.
Black male. That's a horse, right? You know, a male horse, yeah.
Mella Nipper.
M-E-L-A-N. Mella Nipper. No, like, M-M-M. That's some funky shit there, boy. I-P-P-U-S. Mm-hmm. Black Stallion. All right. So that can go for
That's C-A-N-L-I-O-N. And then you got Galamia.
What's that? What does it say? M-E-L-A-N-I-U-S. The Black. Does this mean, does it say the Black or Black? Black. Ain't that something? Now you can see where all this is coming from. What is that? What it says? Say black.
With
blossoms or flowers. Mm-hmm. Well, this is enough right now. But let me show you something.
One more.
M-E-L-A-S. Black. Yeah. Now look at this. What this is showing you not only is these are stories, but what they're doing with the same thing that the white boy thinks that he got in the corner of the market on what he calls his chemistry, his physics. They do it in the story. Now, hey, Zan, this is nothing but showing you not only, it's showing you different aspects of black or carbon. What's that?
I want you to know that
well, that's interesting because they got the Black Witch of Salem. And they got a book that they put out by Samuel Weiser called The Witch Trial of Salem, and they got a black woman sitting on the trial.
We got a book the other day called The Triumph of the Goddess. And everybody's
mm-hmm. You see, so what they're doing is that, what's that?
They've always made anything black look bad.
Right.
Witchcraft.
Mm-hmm. Right, but then where the black?
We are
witchcraft. Well, see, it's funny. Because that's just reverse. There's no such thing as good and bad. It's just that you can use a negative or positive. That's the high science. The thing about this is actually science, what they're dealing with here. Physics. And these names, so you understand where all of this stuff that we're talking about is coming from. Now, why is this, to me, why are these stories very advanced? Well, first of all, we decided when we got back to the Afrocentric thing that we wasn't going to deal with the Greek thing because we were trying to establish an identity. We didn't realize that all that shit was black. But Allah Muhammad and them said a long time ago, man, the whole earth is the home of the black man. So anything that is, even anything of intelligence is black. So now I'm saying this stuff is very advanced because what's happening is this. A lot of the Kamite stuff or the Egyptian stuff is fragmented. Whereas this stuff is kept intact for the mere fact that the cracker thought it was white. Because the later Greeks were amalgamated or whatever you want to say. But I'm saying that the ancient Greeks from the time of Greece fell had to be pure my color. Because the reason why I say that is you go out to doggone north, go out to some of them gyro places, or Europe, whatever they call them, and look at a real Greek, they got nappy hair. Now, I'm saying if a nigga in 1990 got doggone nappy hair, can you imagine how he looked 2,000 years ago? You understand what I'm saying? Look like Sambo. So that's what I'm saying. So it's dealing with that particular part, but they got a section on Atalanta. This word, Atalanta, which is a Greek goddess, and there's a big race being held there, and the only person with it is this particular person, Melania, a black native. And what I'm telling you is this about this. This is the thing about this. These people, if these people were black people, and they were looking into the future, and they were talking about us right now in Atlanta, Georgia. Winning the race. Now, what does that mean? There's a race on get to hell. It's a race on for multiple things. To raise up, to kill the cracker, and the race to redeem the universe. And I'm saying this is prophecy. So when you get, there's a whole story in here about it. But when you read these stories, you can't read this shit literally. You got to read it, and you got to sit down and go, now what were these people saying? And that's how I do. And it comes, it just comes like, okay, boom, boom, boom. Because I already know, once I've already got past the point, but this is actually spiritual prophecies of physics, astronomy, astrology, and the whole circle of what we call intellectualism, spirituality, and all of that, then our understanding is on an advanced level. So therefore, I can channel better. By putting this stuff in a greater context of just from the child story, that's what the cracker will have you to believe. You see what I'm saying? Have you to believe. So this is this interesting. Now, I'm going to give you a good movie, two good movies. One is very good. Now, let us go on. Let's go on. This is just dealing with the melanin thing here now. The word, let me get the a marker. Here's the marker. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, look at this. This word, and I'm going to read this. We're going to go to the Zohar. Now, that's several Zohars. There's a little small one by the guy. Gershrim Trulim is his name. There's several Zohars, but I got one here we're going to go to. We're going to access as soon as I put it in here, yeah. The Zohar. This is, and it's still, hold on, let me get the books right. I don't know what I'm, y'all all right? Okay. Now, get my pen. Yeah, the Zohar. You know, God, it's gotten so bad now until the only pleasure you can get is to have something let you come. I mean, this motherfucker's a retreat. Not me, but just me too. You know, it's a retreat. Because really, I can't put this stuff together until you talk it all out and break it down and put it on the tape. And that's how the stuff comes. The Zohar. And in here you get the word Har, which is also Heru, which is a form of the Christ, anytime you hear this word, her, also is that. Our hair, the hair, we're going to get into that tonight. We're going to break down the autonomy of the body of God based on the esoteric Judaism. You see what I'm saying? We're going to break down the autonomy of the body of God. So any Zohar, you can get a little smaller one you can get by Gershrim Shrulam, a Zohar. The Zohar is the written Kabbalah. I'm going to write that down. Now, we got Hell about to deal with. We got to go through Kabbalah. This is the melanin section, but I want to show you something here. It's the melanin section of the. But I want to show you this. This particular word, you've heard it plenty of times. Let's see if I write it down. Hold on. Boy, that nigga is going to be dead for sure. I'm telling you, because show now. Two more freak mix and it's going to be over. You can sell all the freak mix you want. You can sell all the hearing aids you want. The word Bell and the word Al. You've heard churches called Bethel. Big Bethel. In here they say Bell. I'm going to get this right. Let's see that. I want to get it right. Get the right thing. I want to read this on what it says about Bethel. It means, Beth means house, and Al means God or son, but Bethel in here, the house of God. Now, what it says is that Bethel, the house of, it also means the house of Al, which is God. And they said that this particular vessel, the house of God, is also symbolized as the black dot in your brain. And the house of God is right here. And that's what Bethel also means. That's what Bethel also means, also the house of God. But we found out that, see, everything that these traditions have now done to make this external, where they say the house of God, you're thinking for damn church. We know that the house of God they're talking about, and basically here, the Zohar is dealing with the head area. The head area of the house of God, and that's what it's dealing with here. The head area of the house of God. Now, look at this. In this, you get this particular word key. Anytime you see the word key, it's very spiritual. The word key. The word key means, it means for the letter thou, for the word thou. What's that? T-H-A-U. Thou. Now, also thou, is the yin and the yang the thou symbol? I think it's this, huh? Is that the thou symbol? Anybody? I know. Anyway, the thou symbol. The thou. Hebrew is thou. In Asia is thou. Which shows you an African language. Because the thou is not a TH in Africa, it's not a TH in Hebrew. It's thou. You see what I'm saying? So thou, so that's what we say, duh. For the, because that's spiritual. This is fucked up language again. So the Tao, or the Tao, which we say the Tao, it starts with a T, but that T is the letter D. Now, in here it says this. It says that, I want to read the whole thing for you. It says, and the words will look upon Earthifa. And have the same occult meaning, and it says, the Lord has said unto him, go throughout the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and mark the letter P upon the foreheads of the men who sigh. From whom, it says, from which we learn that the God looks upon every face of man to observe, to observe if the thou, right here, is impressed therein, and if so, remembers everything and the everlasting covenant. So they're saying, in actuality, this thou has to be on the forehead of the righteous man. This thou, which is the black dot.
Well, from the ancient Hebrew speaker, right?
Right.
For ancient Hebrew, we also use the letter R. We use the S. Okay? Now,
ain't that
black hole several years ago, it was
an S. Look, interesting you say that. In the Sufi, which is the derivative of what you get, Master Al Muhammad, that's where the X comes from. The X marks the spot. This is what you see. Now, this is another ancient symbol for melanin. If you look on the bottom of Malkuth, let's see on the bottom of Malkuth, which is the earth. Let's see this right here. Let me get my the whirling cross. Let me get my thing right here. This is Malkuth. I can put it up right here. This is the tree of life that we have. You all can still see this regardless. This is the upper triad. This is where we are called earth, the kingdom. It's called Malkuth. What do you see? You see an X marks the spot on Malkuth. That's the black dot. So it's interesting you said that. By being a speaker of that in the Hebrew thing, in Egypt, Sirius is known as the Egyptian X. And that's another book we need to get, which is probably the best book on the stars. You can't get the astronomy shit, because that's left brain. You got to get that guidebook, A.F. Allen's book called Star Names, Their Lure, and Their Meaning. Star names, their lure, and their meaning. He's mentioning the Sirius mystery. He borrowed from that book, and the book to show enough, show enough. And Alan, let me see. I'll give you the whole name. You need to get that book. Richard Hinckley Allen. Richard Hinckley Allen, Star Names Their Lure and Their Meaning by Dover Publication. It was like a $6 or $7 book. A-L-L-E-N. That's the one you want to get, Star Names Their Lure and Their Meaning, because he has a whole section in there on Sirius, and he talks about the Egyptian X, is what it was called. X marks the spot, and we see the X cap. You see what I'm saying? It's another symbol for the black dot. Also, in the book of law, they say that one will come and will figure it all out. And what they were trying to figure out was, how do you square a circle? And this is how you square the circle. Let's cut this off. First of all, we're going to look at the Great Pyramid. This is the Great Pyramid. This is the capstone. Right? All right. Look at this. Damn, I keep putting it right there.
I think this is almost over, you guys. Oh, shit. We got about 20 minutes left.
From an aerial view of the pyramid up in the sky, the pyramid would look like this. It would look like that. That's where the X is. Right? So what is the circle squared? You get it? That's what the circle squared. This is the black dot. There's a pyramid on the inside of the black dot representing your soul, which is called the apex of the soul. You see what I'm saying? That's what they said. A circle squared. That's the circle squared. You see what I'm saying? What's that?
Square.
They square circle. They have a square. See, most of them, so they were squaring the circle like this, which is still cool. That's cool too. That's another form of geometry.
Yeah, there.
But the real circle square is on the inside, and then you get this symbol here on the bottom of Mount Kuf, which means X marked the spot. The Egyptian X. Sirius A, Sirius B, the whole nine yards. But mainly Sirius B, the black dot. The black dot. So that
Sirius B, the black dot.
That book. Did you ever get that book? You asked me about a book on the stars.
Oh, yeah.
But see, a lot of the book on the stars, you just don't get basic astronomy. That's wrong shit. People didn't look at astronomy like we look at astronomy now. That's just a study of the stars and their location and all that, which is a study of the hologram. The other people looked at the stars as far as the mythology of what the stars is actually talking about. And it will give you all this mythology surrounding it. And that book is called Star Names, Their Lure and Their Meaning by Richard Hinckley Allen is the book you want to get. That's the one that you want to get. Give me a dry one, too. So now, let's go on. Okay. Find my top right quick. I don't want this to dry out. All right. So that's the one you want is that one. Because in here, this is where we get a lot of his story, the Jason and the Argonaut. That's real key that we're going to understand also, too, tonight. The video. That's the one. That's the movie you need to go see. Yeah, but this one was the 1963 movie. That's the one. Don't sleep on it. The Golden Fleece. I'm going to explain that. I'm going to go into the whole science on that in a few minutes. But I want to get through some this melanin part here. See, the reason why there's so much on melanin is because melanin is everything. In Crawley, he called it the slime of Kim, melanin, slime of Kim, because even Richard King in his book said melanin never stops moving.
You know,
I didn't see it, but go ahead.
The first thing is this black mountain called
Slam Mountain. There you go. There you go. Remember the ghost in Ghostbusters that were slamming people?
Yeah.
And the woman came up and she said, "Hey, are you God?" They said, "What you say?" She said, "Are you God?" They said, "No." She said, "Then die." And she slammed their ass. She fucked them up. Straight up in Ghostbusters. But the second Ghostbusters was about a guy was trying to get this baby. He was supposed to be this evil man, but he was trying to get this baby to take over the earth. Anybody saw the second one? That particular one that was trying to get that baby was the Christ. Anytime you see something evil, that's the good man. He was trying to get that baby. That's called a magical child. He was trying to tap to that, get into that black God energy. And he was going to take over the earth. But the whole thing was, is the thoughts of the people start slamming up the town through the subway station. This slime and stuff, that was pure melanin, although it was green. But remember now, melanin is also green, too. That's the plant life. Very key. It's all in the damn movies. It's all in the movies, you see. So that's interesting you said that. Because, see, I haven't peeped the movie yet on Space Jam, but I know as soon as I get into it, I'll probably start getting thousands of things. Yes, that's, yeah. We don't get.
Black body, where is the color that doesn't obey the movie?
Right. Well, that's interesting because they say that when they say that melanin has, when they say that melanin has, doesn't stop moving and it has no form, that's the same thing. You see what I'm saying?
Now, studying how these years in the
movie,
they can't figure out the components of chemical
makeup. Right. Well, I'm going to give you the other origins of what it is. I'm going to break it down really and give you the origins of where it came from and how it got here. I'm going to explain this whole thing to you. I'm going to go deep into that today. Deep. Now, the style chaos melanin is marked at the head of the rank of the righteous ones. I explained that before, of the righteous ones. Now, another name of that is essence. Now, I explained on the radio, they say that we, that the original people, or the divine people, live in a hostile environment. But they differ from the other people by the fact of a mere essence. That's why you got to go back and rent the movie The Dark Crystal. Because The Dark Crystal is a movie by Jim Henson that came out in 1992. A lot of times we miss these movies because we don't watch children's movies. But our movies ain't nothing but shoot 'em up shit. You know, action, Arnold Schwarzenegger and all that. But even in the last 5 or 6 years, this stuff has started coming up into them movies. Before, they were in the children movies. So in the movie, they had killed all the Gephilim, which is the Nephilim, all for two, but one little boy named Jen, and it ain't the Jen in the what you call it, one little boy named Jen in the Quran, and then he found out later on there was another girl. Now, if you notice in Star Wars, Luke Skywalker, they killed his family, but at the end he found out the Princess Leia was his sister. That's the feminine and masculine principles balance. You see what I'm saying? So in the movie, it was killed because they had some evil ones had taken over the earth. And they killed off the other ones. Why did they kill off the other Gephilim? To get their essence. They would drain the essence out because the essence kept them alive. You see, kept them alive. That was the essence. That was the melanin. We have found out recently that I told you before I introduced you about narcissism, about the demiurge, which is it's the ruling people that rule the earth, and they call themselves God. They call themselves God, but in actuality, they are subordinate to his deity, and you don't know the original God because the original God came through that God, and he is in you. And you're looking up at this God thinking this God is God, but in actuality, he's a subordinate deity that's jealous of you. That's why he say, "I am a jealous God." But recently, he has lost all his energy, but I told you in the last couple of lectures that he's been kept alive by the white man doing rituals. Another reason how they kept him alive is somehow he's giving them the essence from us. And what little bit of essence they can get from us is keeping them alive. But they can't get the original do of life. Remember that word. I'm going to go into it tonight. You know. But the movie Dark Crystal explains the whole story of what's going on with us. The Dark Crystal and the essence, the mere essence. But they say what? They say, well, you can't get out of your situation until the conjunction comes. Well, I explained the conjunction came in 1994. You see, in 1994. Just like you came into the first conjunction when you went into the dark energy stage in 1494. You see, the conjunction came to end all this in 1994. Now, it's interesting because on the internet you have what is called the Leading Edge Research Group. And they give you all this particular information. But they got a timeline from how long, when did the timeline start? 590 AD. Timeline from 590 AD, but it ends in 1994. On a Leading Edge Research Group. And they just put that on the internet, so therefore, if that witness, when we say that this time is a null period, a wait period, it just really there's no time, it doesn't exist. But it ends in 1994, because that was a great conjunction. But when you go and rent the movie,
if there is any time during the year to be praying for the salvation of Jewish people, now is the time.
Sorry about that.
You can put it together. Like I said before, we got the knowledge, but now we need a blueprint to kind of fix this stuff together because we got so much. But the knowledge of the blueprint came in mythology, which is actually a roadway or a map. But the mythology they put in children's stories, so you're going to go and rent the Dark Crystal, and it'll explain more and more about our story. You understand? Jim Henson's The Dark Crystal. And it'll explain more about our story, as well as the never-ending story, which is another one that explains more about our story, part one and part two. But part two of the never-ending story, they got a trail, which was the Christ figure in there. He had this woman, and every time he would do a certain thing, this spell she put on him, she would drain more and more of his essence or his memory, which is melanin. Mm. She was draining more and more of it. So that's in part two of the never ending story. There's a part one and part two.
See, I didn't see part two.
So I'll put it in. So
I didn't catch the first movie.
People alive based on sucking up the actual melanin.
But the Dark Crystal, the series is good.
What happened with the melanin is this. In the Gnostic scriptures,
the series is actually good, Eternal Dove. Dark Crystal, you guys, not only the movie, be sure to watch the series. The series is about 10 episodes and it's one season. Yeah, I never seen part two. I'm going to go back and watch part two. We're almost done with these guys. We'll be in the talk in a second.
It says that when Eve and Adam received the dew of light. Now, go back to something. We always have to do this because we build more and more on the story each lecture because we get more and more clear on whatever the deal is. This is a subordinate deity that you call God. The original God is up here, but he has come down, and he is down here inside you. X marks the spot. The subordinate deity that you pray to has to get he has to keep being kept alive by you and some of this particular matter. But it's only the matter he's getting. I'm going to explain this in a few minutes. Some of this particular matter is keeping him alive by getting it from you. But you are God's people. Now, what has happened is this. This particular matter, when this particular renegade of the universe first broke away and created the earth and wanted to actually enslave some people, God sent himself and broke himself up into thousands of prisoners. We have to keep saying this because this is how you learn. And he put it in each one of us. Each one of these crystals is in each one of us. X marks the spot. So now we are God. As a result, when he first put the crystal in us, this particular one came down and tried to get the light from the original people. He seduced Eve, and when he seduced Eve trying to get her like, in the story it says Eve traveled up the tree. Eve traveled up the tree. She traveled up the tree. This making sense? Well, the question and answer, you don't understand it. Was she traveled up the tree. They're going to exit the middle kill. She traveled up the tree to get away from this particular God, and she left a shadow on the tree. That shadow that she left on the tree is Dot. 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 R in Egypt. No, Dot. Yes, Dot, C-H, yeah. That. R to what in Egypt. That's the shadow. She left the shadow up here. Now, what is this shadow? This shadow is black melanin. Now, let me explain this to you. It's black melanin. What is this shadow? When the God realm first came down and put the light in us, we used to shine like fireflies. So the actual God, the jealous God, said, I must kill them. He could actually see the shining light and try to pick them off for himself and try to damage it. As a result, Eve, it's a story that says Eve escaped from him and went up the tree and left a shadow on the tree. What Eve did was Eve put some black substance over the light so the demiurge couldn't see it, and that's what melanin is. Melanin is nothing but crystallized, is black light, a sand-like substance that covers the light. So it covers the spark. So the ones that were trying to get this precious substance can't see it, because Adalabath is also called the blind one. Right. Yeah, that black box don't get damaged at all. And it covers the spot, and I guarantee you they got the science from this, because they study everything. And it covers the spot, and that's what the shadow is. The shadow of melanin is nothing but the veil of light called the dark cloud. Remember that when we get into Heobot tonight. You see what I'm saying? So the original inventor of this stuff was the great mother Eve Sophia. What would she be in Yoruba? You mean y'all? They put this as a thing so that they can't see the light. You see what I'm saying? So as a result now, since they know, they start sucking the melanin to try to get that particular light out of you. Out of you. This is the actual story of what's actually going on here. Who actually created this? It's a protector. It's like a veil. It's like a veil. I am the great mother, but no one has seen past my veil or have pierced my veil. All right. So I want to put that. Now, the next part of this thing I want to go into, because we're going to deal with a lot of mythology tonight, but I want to understand this. I want to break this down to you. I'm going to break it down in a summary. Do you have Dune for rent? Huh? Not yet. But you will be written in here if they can't get a hold to it, because you can get them from some blockbusters, but it's hard. The only blockbuster I saw was out at the one out there at what's that? Was it Harris Teeter? What's the name of that? Brookhaven. And it's hard to get. It's been aired on the Disney Channel for a couple of months, but then again, on the other hand, you can't. It's not saying I can't guarantee it'll come on again. But anyway, they have it here. Dune, Frank Herbert's Dune. Now, this is a very, very important book or movie. When I break down the timeline, this is very, very important. When I say that, I mean this. Every time the cracker try to hide something, or for whatever reason, he does things. Most of the time, his stuff breaks down. Whenever he makes a move, it's a move against himself. Now, try to understand this. Frank Herbert is a guy who wrote the book Doom. The book Doom by Frank Herbert. This book was written somewhere in the early 60s. We can go back as far as 1963 when he was trying to get someone to publish it, and they wouldn't publish it. But the book was finally published in 1965, 100 years after the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation.
Ooh, what was that? Also,
in this book, there's a glossary. Anyway, let me explain what Dune is. It was later made in a movie in 1984. George Lucas wrote his Star Wars trilogy by borrowing from Dune. He wrote it by borrowing from Dune. He wrote his Star Wars trilogy. This particular book is dealing. Well, I want to read. I'll read to give you a summary for the people who haven't seen the movie. I want to give you a summation of what it is. Right here. Let me see. Y'all bear with me. Let me get my notes. I want to give you a summation of what the movie is actually talking about. So you can understand this. Okay. In the beginning, a very delicate time, known as the time of the year 10-191. Now, I'm telling you that this particular movie, although this movie was written about far off in the distant future, in 1965, 100 years after slavery, I'm telling you that this movie in actuality is coded to say that these events will happen in 1991, somewhere around that time. So when you see the movie, although you might think that the movie is something that's in the future, 10-191 is actually 1991. So, a beginning of a very delicate time. This is a very delicate time. Known then in the that is the year 10-191. The known universe was ruled by the Parthian Emperor Chadam the Fourth. My father, this is his daughter speaking on this. Now, this time the most precious substance in the universe is spice melange.
That's the end of that, guys. That was good. That was really, really good. I wasn't expecting that. You know, I'm led to do these podcasts. And what we had today, guys, I rescheduled it at the last minute because I'm like, you know what? What's in alignment of today is more on the resurrection within us. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, guys. All right, guys, let's discuss.
Do you wanna be happy? be? I said, do you wanna, do you wanna be free? Free from pain, free from scars, free to sing, free from bars, free my dogs, you're free to go. Black inside the streets is cold, free to love, to each his own. Free from bills, free from pills, you roll the loud, the speakers blow. Like it hard, you ease your soul and cleanse your mind. Learn to fly and reach the stars, you take the time to look behind and say, look where I came, look how far I done came. They say that dreams come true, and when they do that, there's a beautiful thing. But do you wanna, do you wanna be happy? I said, do you wanna be free? I said, do you wanna be?
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
He feels, oh, I'm talking. I was talking. Y'all didn't even hear me. Fuck. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am not going to repeat what I just said. We just going to go ahead and bring you in. Peace and love, Eternal. How are you?
Greetings. How are you? I was like, I was about to say something.
Yeah, I was talking, and y'all couldn't hear shit. So, but it's all good. What I was just saying, you know, I am going to repeat myself. What I was saying is that I feel that, you know, I feel to keep it quite simple, guys, I want to talk about the resurrection, because what's most important is not the resurrection on something that is outside of you, but the resurrection in what's going on inside of you. Now, to keep it simple, I like to keep things simple, because in these pimp organizations that we have out here that we call Black Conscious Community or Black Right, Black Lives Matter, you know, all of these pimp organizations, you know, in which we want to control the narrative and the people at a root, you know what I'm saying, is that, guys, to keep it simple, is the Christ and resurrection within you is your chakra points, you know what I'm saying, just raising, like, from your root all the way up to your crown, you know, that is the true resurrection. Eternal, would you agree with that? I feel like that's a simple way of explaining the resurrection, the rising and alignment of your chakras. So we'll start there, Eternal Peace.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we got an hour, though. We got an hour, though.
Absolutely. I concur with your aspect is, because just like what we look at in resurrection, our life as an unfolding and an infolding, which we call influx and flux, or fluxation, flux and flexation, and just like reflex. You know, your reflex is after you already had flexion. So to have flexion now is from a flux point of view. And so just like to say the flu is an influenza. So it has to come out to where the flu comes out of your flu ability. So whatever been a flu, but to revive you, to bring you into a higher self. And so just like negative thoughts, we have a tendency to call it negative. However, it's really your uncomfortable situation. So now getting into the corner and facing the demon, the negative energy that we feel like that's there, you know, that keeps reoccurring in our day-to-day thing. Because sometimes you feel like you conquered it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the next day, you're like, damn, I didn't conquer it. And it's like, damn, well, how do I act, you know, adjust to it differently from how I thought I conquered it last time? Because maybe it didn't. Maybe because of the conquering that you thought of wasn't a conquering at all. And because we go into those phases, just like having a conversation, we have to realize what conversation sticks the best to where it's, if you said something 1,000 times to a child, say, for instance, and you wanted to nip it in the bud and probably only said like maybe 2 or 3 times versus 1,000 times. And this is how the resurrection starts. Like, you might have to say it 1,000 times right now to the person. Now realize the 1 or 2 or 3 times is really can be necessary. The brother was just speaking on clouds. Like, we can create magical clouds, and it'll be like the pivotal point of what negativity is. Like the what do they call it? The Mecca or the Mecca aspect of what the Kaaba, this big block, this big cube has been the first point of, you know, just like what we were saying earlier about reasoning with ourself, it happens to be the box that, just like he was saying, that you can be in an airplane and no one will know that it's in there because it's the computer. And once the airplane or car or whatever causes a crash, they'll have all the memory in that computer. And so carbon, being what it is, it's the shadow, just like how, you know, we express Mary or Eve having a shadow. If you look at the movie Dune, like we've been tapping into a lot of things right quick, and we still we can still warp into anything and still find yourself. If you look in the movie Dune, all you got to do really is don't look at it for what it is. Look at it for what it isn't. And so what it isn't is a movie. It's showing you a reality. It's just someone's fictional reality based on something real. And so when we watch movies, we're so based on to, oh, man, it's a good movie, or, oh, man, it's a bad movie.
How about
we focus on
entertainment.
Right. And so come out of the box, right, come out of the square and start to look at who is the characters for real.
Yep.
The one dude that's in this movie Dune, his name is Paul. Well, Paul happens to be in this Aquarius. So it's giving you technology of the Aquarius. And then his mother. His mother happens to be a Cancer. Now, how else but, you know, the mother being the fourth house connected to the 11th Aquarius house, you know what I mean? And then the father is Leo. His name is Duke. He's a Leo. And it's like, hold on. His name is Duke. I mean, he go by the name of Duke, but it's Duke Letos. You take out the T, you got Leo. So it was like, oh, man, they're not even really doing too hard of a looking at to change the word. The word is really close. So even his name is Atreides. All right. So Atreides. I take out the T, you got Aries. If I take out the T and the D in there, I hear Aries in there. So I'm like, yo, this is too much of an easy course to show you that movies aren't just movies. They're telling you a whole zodiac wheel. All right. So I just explained the Cancer, the Leo, and Aquarius. And the Sagittarius end up being the cat named Duncan in the movie. And that's how you know that he was the fighter. He was doing all the fighting in the movie. And then who was the one that was teaching the son was his name is Journey or Gurney. He's the Capricorn, the structure. So it's like you're seeing how they're always going to show you these things. And one who was like having everything DeBaron. He was B-A-R-O-N. DeBaron ended up being Taurus, the I have. And you can see how that works. He was like always greedy. He was getting, he wanted more than what he already had. And then one who was basically able to talk to everybody, he's known as Thufir. Thufir is known as a Virgo. So here it is, the Virgo being basically like what I felt like he was Tahuti. That's why you hear the Thufir in there and the Hawat. He got a name like Hawat. I'm like, come on. They love playing with the name play till you write home. And he had the skills of the Mentat. Mentat. You hear Mentat? That sounds like it's saying Mena. Took out the T. Menat. Mental. You see what I'm saying? There's ways that your energy is being always taught to you. And there was a doctor in there, the feminine energy. She's like sacrificed her life in the joint. I was like, man, see, this we're always put in the movie to sacrifice, but it's not about sacrificial. See what I'm saying? It's supposed to be about honoring. And that's why this thing became a dishonor in the first place. You have betrayal. You have all of that coming on in the movie. But the one that was main key, she's a doctor, Dr. Layette, and she's a Libra. We got the Aries, which is Raven, R-A-B-B-A-N, Raven, or whatever his name is. He was the actual one that started the whole, I need the earth, I need the dust from, I need the spice from the earth, from Arrakis. That's what they were from. So he was doing all the little, you know, I mean, there's a corruptor. But then who was secretive? The Reverend Mother. And her name was Mohayim. Mohayim. Look at that. They got like the word Maya. They got the word AM in there. Ma represents the air sign in reverse. But she's a Scorpio. So they're giving you a lot of your zodiacs in front of you. The Gemini, it was the other doctor that was basically doing, he basically had to play both sides. He ended up doing that in the movie. But it was more like he had to play a trinity. He had to, you know, still be in between for himself. The Pisces was the one he kept thinking about named Channing, which is like China. You see the word all up in there. Yeah. So that's just in the movie. I mean, you can go into detail more, of course. I'm going to stop right there. Yet it's more of an explanation to who you are, is to know that if you watch a movie, yeah, watch it for one thing. And then go back in and say, you know what, let me watch it for another way of looking at it. I ain't got to always look at it for what it isn't. I could look at it for what it is in a different way. You know what I'm saying? This was the explanation what he was saying about the square, the triangle, and the circle. Some things that we're looking at is from a fixed point of view or a cardinal point of view. Yet sometimes not knowing what the mutual point of view. Like, how do we not know the good guy could be the bad guy? So, like, never ending story. That joint was pretty deep because you had to go between these two sphinx. And in order for you to go through that journey between the two sphinx, you had to be truthful to who you are. And so when you walk through there, it was more like, if you wasn't, it'll kill you. And this brother, he had to take the test, you know what I mean? And he's like, dang, I don't want to get killed. Yet he doubted himself. So, like I think it was like either way, he ran back or something, and he was like, man, I got to touch myself later on and figure this out because I don't want to actually get killed. You know what I mean? Yeah, and this is that reality. We all got to face that. You know what I mean? Like, I can't teach you a skill. You just have to have that skill within you. And what I can do is help you develop the skill you already have. That's where the innate energy comes from. So it's just more of the initiative. You want to be more, you know, through your initiative, you want the initiation done. And that's why teachers really do develop. They develop because you asked for this development. Now, of course, was you ready for it? Might not be all the time. Sometimes our mental is not ready for our physical. Our physical is not ready for our spiritual. Or all three is not ready for all three. So that in within itself takes time and in itself of its development. And that's why we all have stages. This is why we all have to go through, just like right now. a lot of us are probably focusing on going to church because we know that that's an initiation. But is it good? Is it bad? Now, because you think it's bad if you don't go, you're messed up in the thought of saying you can't think of your inside having what you just called it, the resurrection. You got to feel like the church has got to resurrect you. So this is why most people baptize their children, put their head in water that they already basically came out of the womb. So just like the movie Dune, they're showing how, because I had to go back there, Mary is in this movie as the Pisces, as the Cancer, and Aquarius end up being her son. Yet in the movie, he finds out that he has two types of knowledge. One is of the how he speaks. The other is of his mental speaking, which she was helping him sharpen that side that his dad didn't have. And since his dad didn't have it, it also explained that she wasn't from the area that he was. So when you look at, like, let's say Malcolm X, going into the Malcolm X is like going into the black dot. And because of that, there is Miss Shabazz that we don't talk about. Just like saying Ella Scott King, there's Miss King that we don't talk about. Or when we're talking about Mark Garvey, there's Amy Garvey that we don't talk about. And that's the help to the initiation to where we're standing and how we really got our foot in the door or past that with the doorknob and our hand on it and everything. So as a collective, we got keys. It's just that how did the keys work to help us improve ourselves? So the connection of what we can do. If we can show more of a connection of why the X, the black dot, is its strength and not look at it as its as being its weakness. We've created this initiation to become Rudy Hair. And that's why I was talking about the arch. You know how the arch became the higher. The higher became a hair. So the hierarchy, the hierarchy, that's the connection to high Archie. The Archie was Archie Bunker. Archie Bunker, just like Bunk or Bunker, Bunker Hill. The Bunker Hill flag was the idea of taking the Bunker Hill flag off of the mentality of nationality people and making them now more non-international people. So we're talking about people that don't live in a faraway distance, and now they're looking at how not even a closer distance make a difference. So if I'm rich, I can think more of my higher intellectual than you are. And that means now I can talk, you know, to beneath you. However, that doesn't make me any better because I have a shadow. And my shadow can be overcast and everything, you know, and which we were talking about the cloud. It creates now a cloud over everybody else. And so even if, like, the most of the intelligent can look bad. And that's why the black dot or the X, like Malcolm, became, as they said, it marks the spot to a point where the treasure that we feel like we should treasure, we don't treasure as we think we should until it's too late, or until someone passed away, or until someone's left the building, or, you know, now you say, oh, my water's gone and my well is dry and I'm missing my water. That's why the fraternities came up with these type of infiltration, so that when it came down to it, to always see their self getting a higher realm, it was mainly because of the lack of what we know about Ham, the albino or Albanese connection, our westernized mentality to how we even from the, we call it the house nigger and the field nigger. These two portrayals became part of why this happened. You know what I mean? And even when I was describing Dune, that movie, these are Warner Brothers actors. So they're still playing the part of the Warner Brothers. They're still a part of some affiliation that's not affiliated to us. And so when we watch this movie, we can't look at it like, ooh, I love this character. Don't fall for that, because that's how you fall for a star. You're the star. That's the whole idea. That's where the magic starts to play on you. And so watching this movie is not for entertainment, as you're thinking. Watching this movie is for information to your culture. Once you're able to adapt that, now you have the adept control. Right now, all of us in the mind construct have been using adopted. And now you're looking around like you should adopt everything. But if you keep adopting things, guess what? You're going to get sick. And after a while, you're going to get a dis-ease. Not just to me, not just to you either, to everything that's around you. That's why people got to start wearing coats and all these other things. Yeah, you think the environment is doing it. No, but even the environment, if you keep messing with the environment too much, the environment attacks who's in mess with the environment. This is why we were saying the animals that we call the animals. Now, I don't know how we started doing that in the first place. They were more sacred. Now we call them animals because we're scared of them. And that word scared and sacred is the second chakra, not the first chakra. So when we talk about going from our first to our second chakra, that root chakra is very important. How to learn what your root chakra is about and being in tune with that is helping you say, okay, how to focus on what's going to be your first. And that's your root, your tour. Your tour into anything, you'll tear into everything. So now, how do you tear without ripping everything up? Rest in peace thought, you know. And so those are the thoughts of saying, can you walk in the door and not destroy everything that you walked in with no intention of destroying in the first place? Or if you picked up any trash while you was in the room versus just, I'm going to just add trash to this room. You know what I mean? So it's like, this is what the Ma'at does as far as the Aries. Is he so bold and so big that he forgets that he's the elephant walking in the room and he's treacherous. Hello. And he's knocking stuff down. Oh, now he's what? Not a good guy anymore. He just turned bad. And he was like, what was I doing? And he's like, no, you what being you.
Sorry.
You know what I'm saying? Was you an Aries walking in the room and you just knocking stuff over and didn't even realize it because you just like, you know, you're so big, you're enormous, you know? And it's just the fact that because you're Aries don't mean you got to take over the whole entire room. Recognize the room first. See what's in the room before you take it over. You know, so
everybody
now is the point of
balance.
Right. It's supposed to see all your when you work on zodiac signs, you're just like working on the clock. You're working on your hours. You're working on your Horus. You're working on your Horus power, and your Horus power is your Heru power. So through the time, I know you want to be heroic. Everybody likes a heroic moment. And then, of course, there's some people who don't like heroic moments. So they'd be like, I'm the anti-heroic. And so that's why you see those two sides. And this is why it usually ends up being a battle from a square to the triangle. Now, of course, from the square to the triangle, one is the cardinal and one is fixed. Now, what I mean by this is one is thinking logically and the other one could be thinking rationally. So now those two things are going to be bumping heads constantly if you don't have a mutual. If one don't walk in and say, hey, y'all don't got to fight. Y'all can actually work this out. You know, and that's where you get one of the signs of being a circle that helps you out, whether it be a fire sign of Sagittarius, whether it be a water sign of Pisces or earth sign of Virgo. You know, these are going to be the other signs. Of, okay, wait a minute. Or the air sign of Gemini. Now, we think that these four circles could be bad, yet that's why they're making sure that it's in a movie to twist the Pisces to look like they're the killer or twist the Scorpio to be really conniving when it could be more like they're being sacred, not conniving. There could be, the secret about them is that they're more preservative or conservative. And so that's what you'll see about them versus, they got a one-way look. I only see it from one perspective. That's the devil. And so the devil that we put about each other is from a first level, a second level, a third level. And this word, like how you just said, the resurrection. I got to now have an epiphany of what's reality for me. You know what I mean? I got to push this forward more than everything else that's around me. Because now all this stuff can be confusing. If you want to keep picking up, take this. This is good for you. You eat it. Then you're like, it don't taste good. And then it's like, keep eating it. Wait a minute now. I just tasted it. And I know it don't taste good. I just ate it. I felt it. I sat down on the toilet. I used the bathroom. It don't work. You know, so now you knowing that each of our own devils is our own devils. It's not your devil. My devil ain't your devil. thinking something bad happened to you, it ain't because it's happening to me. Oh, wait. Yes. It's because it's happening to me. And I want to put it on you. So now we come up with ghost spells or gossip. And we'll throw it on each other and we'll say this exists. And now you have that and you got to live with that. This is where the astral bleeding comes from. This is why most people have to resurrect. This is why they have to go into the 3-day hibernation like Jesus and now come out of the cave and say, boom, I'm a new resurrected self. This also explains why we had to sit at the altar and go in. Go in. Don't just say, oh, I said enough. I'm going to get up and cook. How about you sit there until you feel like you can't do it no more? How about you sit there until you about to pass out, lay down, get up, and still do it? You know what I mean? Like, when do we really put a whole day for something else? I've noticed, like, even for myself, I wanted to take a day off, right, and just do a day off. And I realized even in my day off, I wanted to do something. I was like, God dang it, I'm that fried that I want to get up and do stuff. I'm like, hold on, let me just not do anything. You know what I mean? And that takes a minute, especially if you look at yourself as a hard worker or never called yourself that. It's just that you've been doing this since you was at the age of 13 or younger than that even. So there's these other realities we do have to face. We do have to face that sometimes you do need to sit, time out, go ahead and draw. You know what I mean? I'm drawing right now. So I was glad that, you know what I mean? Like, there's this timeout moment. And then the timeout, you have this resurrection moment. You resurrect yourself. And now you say, like how most people say, well, what'd you do for your day off? And he's like, well, you know, I got a lot of things done. Not to say that, oh, I washed clothes and, oh, I paid the bills and, you know, the things that you feel like you had to do on a day off because you only really have that much space and time to run around and do the super, but then you feel like a supervillain. Then you'd be like, man, I don't want to do nothing. And so that is not saying that you're a super villain. It's just that this is what even the villain has thought of, that he's not a bad person. He just happened to do it opposite of the other. And because there's a left hand and a right hand, that right hand could be bad just because it's not left. These are the differences. I might put ketchup on my bread. You might put mustard on yours. You might like barbecue on your bread. I might not want nothing on my bread. But that doesn't make, because I put nothing on my bread, all y'all are bad because I eat my bread with nothing on it. This is why we were seeing that every time we go up to Mount Fuji, we all going to have different ways. I got the rope. I'm going to go. I'm going to use these shoes. I got, they special. I'm going to go this direction because I know there's no water on this side. I'm going to use my tent when we get up top. I'm going to fly my way back down. You know what I mean? There's going to be certain things that people are going to think about before they get to that top of that peak. However, we all getting to the top of the peak. Perfect. We ain't got to get there at the same time either. So it's not a rush thing. And I know most people, when we get in front of each other and want to do stuff for each other, we're in a rush to get them to do it. I'm not in a rush to get you to do anything. Once I tell you or throw it in there to get it to your mind and say, this is what I want, you know, I'm going to put it out there. If I'm putting it out there, I'm just putting it out there. Not to say I'm the dictator of this time. I'm not going to do that. That's not my purpose. We all got purposes. You know what I mean? And we don't know what our purposes are until we start to see how they coexist. And then you're like, oh, I like your purpose. And then you're like, oh, shoot. You like my purpose? Shoot. Well, I like your purpose. And you're like, oh, let's combine purposes. Oh, man, this is dope. Now we got all kind of, yeah. We got all kind of multi-purposes going on around the world to where now we can multitask this purpose versus saying, I'm not going to shift my purpose. You can shift it, and you can shift it and add more to it, not saying that you're stuck with your purposes. That's why this resurrection is not just one purpose. It's not to say, oh, I'm going to get this job, and I'm going to stay consistent in this job is going to reward me. No, it's a job. You just said it. That's not your duty. That's not something you feel good about. So doing that is one thing, yet what's going to make you feel like, oh, man, if I left this, I still feel me, the resurrectional feel. That's the coming in, the, just like this Easter, the egg thing, the leg hunt, that whole aspect of the thought became this real reality for a lot of people. So they do it to say, I want to celebrate coloring the egg, right? just like Moti people, and I want to celebrate a feminine energy being expressed to have a child. So I use the egg as the egg hunt, put it into some kind of like movement where everybody can run around on a field of grass that's green, chlorophyll connection. How do you use the earth in the first place? There's this switch up right here in this ritual. So we're now we're looking for the egg. We're going to put on these beautiful clothing colors, and we just took a bath. We all doing this whole baptism. It's basically what we call concretizing to each other. If you know about concretizing, it's the idea of sticking your head in the water. It's the same way as the baptizing. So that was the whole, the blood. This is the blood ritual. So not to disembark people, maybe like how you said earlier, come up with other ways to do it differently. So it wouldn't be the same monstrosity that basically the ego of man. Man has put a thought on woman to say, go and find these eggs in an area that's not even real but artificial. Grab these eggs that's not real but artificial. Grab this plastic that's not real but artificial. Open this egg up and have something that you want to eat that's sweet and is not real but artificial. And now your brain is being affected by this that's not real and yet one is artificial to eat. And we've been doing this as a rejecting concept to our culture constantly. So when we're saying we're being fed by the masters, we're called these the masters of your mind being destroyed each time you say, okay, well, I'm having amnesia. I don't know where it's coming from. Well, it's coming from your sugar addict. We all got sugar addicts. I got a sugar fix. So it's like when you find out what it is, pinpoint it, and now don't eat but so much sugar. Pinpoint it and now use it for working out. Use it for the memory. You know sugar is really fat, right?
Yeah. I mean, I can imagine.
Yeah, sugar is really fat, and you get it from coconut. And you can actually get meat from coconut, you know. So there's a lot of the, what we can do is make more creamy substances versus meaty substances, and it'll still be the same implement without realizing it. And your body will still feel the fulfillment. And you'd be like, dang, what? I thought I had to crave some meat. Well, it's really what you're doing is you're craving blood. Now, if you look at the Moors back in the day, they got chocolate. They did this for Valentine. They had chocolate served constantly on Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, and Easter. And the real reason why is, first of all, chocolate isn't black. You know that, right?
God. Yeah, I don't know. You know what, you're talking about, not just with the Easter eggs, but all of this stuff, even the carrots. But yeah.
Even the carrot. The carrot, yeah, not really. It's supposed to be some different types of carrots. There's brown carrots, purple carrots. It's not even those two. Those, that actual orange made up GMO carrot. And it's all big and extra. You know, it's just too much. But anyway, the chocolate, there's actual trussles. They're called trussles, just like we call them the turtle and all, like peppermint patty. This was the idea of the Rudy head people, the ones that came with the orange hair, peppermint patty, just like we're talking about Peter and Patrick. All this is the same thing. They're not going to change the story. They're just going to blend it differently. So they'd be like, oh, it's different. No, it's the same thing. Leprechaun, Twas, that's our people. But they just made them come from Ireland with dots on their face and calling them Tomahoos when they're really albinos. So we're learning more and more of how our people really came in on a main street just to hurt one another's feelings because of their intelligence. Like when we were speaking about New York, up New York will have more of an intelligent mind to hurt your feelings. While down south wouldn't be one to hurt your feelings. However, it'll be so much that they're poor and ragged and runny. They ain't got no money. Yet at the same time, they still cool with that. While someone up north feel like, I got to go spend some money because that's what I do. So I feel like a fool if I don't have no money. And yet at the same time, somebody got some money, so I can probably rob them for it. So now there's a up and a down side to it, just like if you're down south or up north. And because of the mentality That's what make us as men resurrect a lot. We'll cut our hair. Women do it too. They cut their hair. What was the purpose of that? Because they're learning their antennas probably don't serve them a purpose. So they cut that off and start all over again. See, what purpose can they outlive to be like Shaolin, like Buddha, become to that, that like how you think of alopecia of Jada Pinkett, it's still the idea that this is Aset. This is the story of Aset when she lost her husband, which you know is Asur. And Asur, when he died or had passed away, winter came. And so it's like the world freezed up. And from that, her heart got cold. Now, if you hear about the story about really about Jada Pinkett, you find out that she's not a cold person. Her family, she's been through some cold stuff. So now if you look at how, like a lot of our people, a lot of us are waiting to wake up from our resurrectional situation. And some of us, like, are gotten deep into their marital situation, and they're feeling like they want to break out of it. And because of that, this is where the coldness comes from. So there's a like a slap in the face through society in what was the real reality about life. And we're thinking the house, the picket fence, and, you know, having a child and having, you know, the dogs running around or children, you know, or us not having children and living in a good parenting life. Where was the good parenting life part? Because that usually ends up being missing before we get to all of those things. And so some of us have skipped things, and this is why even the resurrection is like basically the epiphany. We all wake up at a certain point. And now we have to learn, what is it that even while we're awake, what do we really want? If you're in this resurrectional self now, as Easter is, what is it that you're wanting to push forward right now? Because Taurus represents I have. That's why you're feeling this way. You're going into the bully, the wimp, who's being hurt, you know what I mean? Who's getting hurts, H-E-R-T-Z, and that means the abundance. And if it's working for both, let it work for both. If it's not, then move on to where you can work on, you know, yourself and get that working for self. Because what we are having is either we're going to want to separate to integrate or integrate to separate. And that could be confusing in the mind if you think that Babel is the talk of how we do it. That's not going to be the essence. That's going to be the confusion. That's how we found out that every time we use the language, it started to confuse us more. So now, if we find words that's in the language that we can use, we won't have to be confused anymore. Find your formula. What do you use for USA versus user? You know, we use PSA thought. We gave it an actual T-H-O-T. But what we knew it by from what we call Ta'at and Ma'at, so Tahuti. So we were like, oh, shoot. Well, this is something we thought about. A lot of people talk about it. They call thought that hole over there, and that's not real. That was the acronym to come off of what the real acronym was, which was the truth, and it wasn't even an acronym. So it shows that we have bridges. We create bridges. You're a bridgeway. If you know how to utilize it, cool. If you don't, I get it. A lot of us aren't ready yet. Some of us are just on the stage doing what we got to do. Some of us are behind the stage helping us get the people on the stage. And some of us are in the audience ready to push people up to, you know, keep going, get on the stage and do these things. Now, if you're on the sideline not doing none of the three, then this is why we do have issues. This is why we do see too much of a shade or a shadowing on what's going on in our life of resurrection. Because if you know that Easter is really what it is, it's known as Ruth. Ruth is the one who gave us the roof over our head. That's why it's called that. You put a T on it, it means truth. So if you know what truth is take out the H and you got truth. You are true to who you are. And after a while, you're going to see what truthness is. That's why they made it a point of when you had to go to school, it was less on that you were getting. When you first met whoever you had to meet, in the beginning with the T and teacher, you had to know that that person gave you an A for the beginning of your course. Now, as you eat through your meals, your four-course meals, your four quarters, you devoured it. You devoured your home being work. and now made it less of your home to be in work, and 30%, as they say, and a 33% is your grade level going lower and lower. And so you've been lowering yourself down on your grade of who you are in a graduate status. So when we graduated, we like, man, I'm a graduator. And you say, congratulations. But you didn't know that was all connected to water. You know what I mean? These are all points of liquid. You're a leader now. Oh, you can lead people. Yet you didn't know how to leader yourself with water every day. That's why detoxing is important. That's why fasting is important. Has any people actually sat down and just, I'm not going to eat for Easter today. You know what? I'm going to look for nature being my calling this time. I'm going to be with nature this time. I ain't going to be eating all this crazy stuff. I'm going to actually sit and become mental this time. I'm going to do some mental work. I ain't going to do this physical all the time.
Do something different. You know, Eternal, I started the podcast off with, you know, I think that somebody's got to do it. You know, at some point, some of us got to stop recreating the rituals or participating in the rituals. Now, mind you, what I am studying is it's not trying to change people, because trying to change people is not the proper way to go about doing it. So we could, you know, one thing, this is a great segue to introduce what I had came up with, guys. So here's something that I came up with, you know. So going forward, you know, an idea, you know what I'm saying, is – we could start to do, we could use the same ritual, okay? Easter or whatever you want to call it, you know, because we, everything is in moderation, okay? So as an idea, because see, we can tell y'all how to do it, you know what I'm saying? But I think that what we lack in a lot of times is giving people at least some type of blueprint, an example, in order to do it, all right? I'll go first, right? Not, and I know I'm not the first. But I'll do it in my way, and that is, instead of putting money inside of eggs, I have posed what was an Easter egg challenge, you know what I'm saying, to where we start to put affirmations into the kids' eggs, you know, put affirmations. Let them like, oh, my God, oh, look, I am good enough. I'm good enough. You know, if we want them to be in competition, why not have them be in competition where I'm good enough or I'm smart? Or I am worthy, you know what I'm saying? If we are going to interrupt the program, that is going to be a great way to still go about doing it. So I want to say that, Eternal, we have about 20 minutes left. Let's go ahead and bring this to a close, guys. This has been a great, 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 great podcast, as always. If I didn't jump in right there, y'all, we would have went past the hour because I wasn't even paying attention to nothing because I was so into it, you know. I was so into it, y'all. I got lost. But we've been at 20 minutes. But this has been great, guys. You know, just if we're going to celebrate the holidays, or if we're going to, you know, if we're going to still want to be a part of the fun, because I think people don't want to let go of the fun of it all. You know, we're going to have to insert and recreate these programs, still make it fun, but we got to find, we got to, in order to change, in order to truly change, you got to trick the mind. Boom! Daddy!
Absolutely.
I already told you, that's all I got.
We find ourselves looking at, you know, resurrection being an evil thing. You find out life has much to offer, because it's not just an offering, it's an honoring. When you honor yourself, you find out that there's so much that is there for you. You just have to be patient enough to see it coming your way, and not just get the right nows, wait for the right, you know, and not to say that you're going to wait too much either, because weight also can be something that's too heavy to hold. This aspect of thought, like, you know, if we were to really put it down, on eve of all of these fake holidays, because let's just call it what it is, the so-called of it being a holiday, there's so many deaths that happens. So if you know of that, or you're aware of it, or don't have attention towards that, at least once you're knowing that someone passed away, this day that we're putting so much neglect on those passings, we can start there, you know, start giving, like, I got two candles up right now because if I know there's passings that happen. And usually when you think about it, a lot of people, if you're not noticing, are soaking on that day because of the things that happened tragically the year before. And this is also that other way of looking at not to put yourself in a sad, you know, burden. Still a recognition that nothing is going unturned as far as the passings and as far as what we are here to recognize, because you're present, you're a gift. So if you're a gift, that means in all forms. That's why coexistence can happen. You have to actually be in harmony with it. As Miss Myra said, she said, don't blend it. You know, you can't blend gas together. You can harmonize it, though. This is how we have harmony. And if harmony is in the air, then it's really what virtuous is about life. Like, you got to be heartical about what you're doing. Like, you can actually still agree with even the disagreeable, not saying that you have to cold-heartedly agree. Like, we all can eat. Don't mean we all have to eat what's on our plate at that table that we're all eating from. Like, I can eat something different on the table as long as I put it on my plate and you didn't. So now I know what I'm eating because I put it on my plate. So this is that same aspect. We still can use the unified energy. And once you know how to get through that, that's your X-Master spot. I give thanks to all y'all because, you know, without y'all, I really wouldn't be able to look at myself and find out what's my influx of how I come out of the outflux and now how my influence coming into what it is. Because without these steps, how am I able to talk to other people, you know? And this makes it to a point where we're here. We're now here.
Yep. All right. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Eternal, you are greatly appreciated. You know what I'm saying? In many, many realms, you know, whatever you may grow through in your own way, you know, you get the lessons, how you get it, you know, you're just never too advanced. You know what I'm saying? To think you know it all, you know, you do humble yourself in public. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just if you have not thought about how proud of how far you come, you know, now's a good space to do that. You know, just kind of reflect on how far you've come. You know, you didn't give up, brother. You kept going, you know, despite of through everything. So,
you know what? Just thanks for that. Because, you know, and it's like you just said it, I did a ritual Wednesday. And I had to humble myself because I was like, dang, I don't toot my horn. But at the same time,
yeah,
it's still good not to toot my horn because I'm seeing how, like, those who do toot their horns and then they, like, get the foot stuck in their mouth and things like that. Like, my dad, he's a good bragger on that. And I'm like, whoa, why are you bragging so much? So I was like, all right, whatever. And so that makes me want to back up from doing the bragging techniques, you know what I mean? So. Yet this is where we learn, you know, this is also helpful from hearing feedback from other people, because usually when you think about a pharaoh didn't call himself pharaoh. The people called him that, and that's how he became pharaoh, you know. And this is how even the word shaman, I didn't call myself shaman, and someone called me a pharaoh as a young generation in school, and so they was like, you look like a pharaoh, and I was like, wow, thanks, bro. Like, and I got genie called, pharaoh, emperor, king. So all of those, like, from the young, the babies now, I'm talking about from the babies, I've been called that. Now, from the elders, the older people, I got all the other names. But, however, not saying that it didn't change. They called me also these other names as well. So I even had an elder call me a baba, you know what I mean? And because of that, it shows that you have different type of rainbow lights on you that shine bright, brighter than even how you think of yourself, that where when you walk into a room, it lights up, and it's you. You just don't think it's you. And that's what we were talking about earlier about the Huguenot, and especially if you're, like, bearded up and mustached up, you're actually giving homage to the divine of where you come from. You know, your ancestors gave you that that beard or that mustache to recognize your lineage. So when it gets longer or older and you add the little actual trinkets on it, they see that you like basically into your Shango. And so that's why, like, if you know about Capleton, he became the King Shango, and he put that on himself because his beard got longer and he's now more into the customs of being traditioned into nature versus the conditions of Western mentality. And you ever notice all his clothes is geared up, but there's women who make that clothing for him. So it's a point of royalty starts to accumulate to you. And it's not even the point where he's saying, oh, I want royalty. No, he's a powerful artist. So as like with us as being artists, what we do is we put ourselves on the line that now like people just be like, well, I'm going to be your bodyguard. Well, I'm going to be this. Well, I'm going to be that. And then they just fulfill the parts. And this is how like a pharaoh end up having these fulfillments. He wasn't the person that wanted to become a king. And this is how he became pharaoh. That's not how it came out. So when people hear the interpretations of pharaohs and is out of the Bible, they get a misinterpretation already and then think that the pharaoh is bad. When we got Phi-Ra or She-Ra, Ashira, that's why you get the word Ashtar or Esther or Easter. So this is why this whole thing is about a raging phoenix, the firebird, the Chiron, the basically the Wonder Woman, the Amazon Queen, the Queen of Zinga, all that's coming out of Queen Ty or Cleopatra. And it's the Cleo with a pat, with T, with rock. So the Leo-Patra connection. There's this fire in the bird. The bird and the fire, the bird of the lion with the bird. You know what I mean? And there's this Aries and Leo. That's why that's all there. That's the Aries and Heru. That's the Asar Heru. So when we're knowing about these connections, is now the Asar Heru and Sekhmet. The Asar Heru Sekhmet energy. So Sekhmet Ra. So they're showing how the Ra come back out to manifest Ra. So now you're going from your head to your heart to your hips, and now from your hips going back to your head. We are defining ourselves by a chronological order of how your fire sphincters are in the body to define itself inside, coming out galactic, and now not just on a universal way, because that's where the unified theory comes from, but on a galactic now to cosmic, because, you know, you're common. So as you get up, lay down, your inspiration of a star shooting in the air, that plasma that they were playing on Earth, talking about earlier, the blackness, that's plasma. All that plasma shooting all around, water that we're thinking is water, that's us. We're collective dust of molecules flying all over the place. So don't be afraid of yourself when you're in a room by yourself. You're not by yourself. You're in the atmosphere. You are astronaut. You get in the car, you put on that seatbelt, you astral plane. When you get on a bike, you astral plane. Ain't no seatbelt on you. Now what? You scared now? Don't be scared all the time. Look at what scared is. Scared is sacred. Scared is the scarab. Start pushing that doo-doo, that shit. Push that doo-doo. Keep pushing it. Sometimes you feel like, I don't want to deal with this shit. But yes, deal with it. Push it over there to the side if you got to. And then move it to the side and keep it moving. It wasn't meant for you to hold the shit. Just move it to the side. Keep it on moving. You got other stuff to do. That's what I said. The other guy, she got other shit to do. This is why the world became Shu. Shu is the IT. Everybody wants to be it. Everybody. However, you can't be it. You're already it. So now, when somebody, who you want to grow up to be? What you going to grow up to be? You already it. You just got to see how you formulate it better. So get around the collective minds. They're already doing what you like doing, and not become their shadow, but show them light, that how you from a shadow can be light. You know what I mean? Show them that there's a propeller in you as well, and how you take that helicopter and not just be the helicopter and things, but now Coptic as in the Coptic ability. You know, because that's what a geometria changed us. We became dramatic. We don't have to have dramatica like that. We don't have to live in a necromancy where we say death, death, death to everybody we talk to. No, we talk about depth. Depth, that means how far can you go?
depths, far, meaning pharaoh. That's why the pharaoh went far. He went to the distances to see that it could be not just he or her. So that was a pharaoh become a Shira. And that Shira's Asherah. So we knowing who we are, we got to know better of how we know it. That's all. Learn better of how you know it. Your mother showed you a lot. And if you think not, that's why you got problems on the knot. The knot is the knot on the head. You had to get a couple knots on the head to figure out how to get the commas in your head, the commas in your head, so you can figure
all
out
right.
At what point did you stop at. Love yourself.
Hold on. All right. And remember, everything is a teacher on both scales. You know what I'm saying? So, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, guys. Did you want? Was that your wrap-up, Eternal? Or you want to tie in a wrap-up with that?
As the Ouroboros, that's the snake, which we know about the crocodile, the alligator. When they bite into themselves, you're biting into yourself. This is why the Medusa, the snakes with their on her head, that whole connection, change a man to stone. You can change man to stone, but it's also the ST with a 1. So when it starts, it's the first. Whatever the first is, it's still second. It's still thirds. It's still more than that. It's not deja vu. It's triple javu. We can go past javu. Javu, all these words basically end up being a French terminology so we can put something in the box. So if you know that you got imagination, what we need to do is go into your imagination and start going even beyond that. Because you can become. All you got to do is start becoming. Ashe? Ashe. Ooh. Respect. Ashe.
My love, what did I do to make you fall so far from me? gets a wake-up call.